It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass EG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hey,
how are you doing, buddy?
How was your birthday?
I tell you what, buddy, I was busy.
Busy?
Yes, okay. But very blessed.
Yeah. Did you have some cake? Did you break your diet for some cake?
I did. I broke it for, honestly, a blueberry scone.
From Christy Sunnyside.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yep. From my, oh, my goodness. What? It just melts in your mouth. But thank you, and thank you. So anyway, I appreciate all the wishes.
We didn't dress alike today.
We're way off today.
We're way off. So we took a picture yesterday, and
we got some serious love on there.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, Adam was going to post it, and my wife saw it, and June said, "I'm a little worried about you." And I said, "Why?" She goes, "What are you dressing like Henry for?" I said, "I don't know. He dressed like me. I
dress like you.
I have no idea." I get up at 3:50 a.m. with the lights off. I don't know what I'm wearing.
And it doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah, but she's worried that you and I are dressing alike now. Like, you know, it's getting kind of weird. So, who knows?
I mean, we were exact. That's the exact shirt.
I know.
We must shop at the same place.
Same thrift store. What do you do, Hank? What do you do?
We're hanging out too much together. It was the exact same shirt and pants. Yeah. Did you know that? It was just crazy.
Well, yeah, it was.
So anyway, you need to stop looking in my closet.
I'm going
to
say never again.
But no, we did it like four times.
So if I see you walking in, I've got another.
You got another shirt, another change.
I'm changing.
Have you noticed my color of the week, though?
Blue.
It is. Have you noticed? This is the third blue shirt that I've wore this week.
Oh. Does that mean that reflects your mood? You're blue?
I don't know. I'm just trying to go with the blue thing.
Oh.
But I don't know if I have a fourth blue shirt.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, see what the thrift store has, maybe.
Well, I may have to be looking today. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, what else? Great ball game you had last night, wasn't it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a tremendous game. I mean, both teams played, and you have a freshman pitcher from Dodgeville, you have a sophomore pitcher from Richland Center, and they're both really good,
mm-hmm.
which means those two teams are going to meet in a lot of games that matter in the coming years. You know?
But, yeah, that's what a game. What a game. And you know, I had a good ball game in Iowa Grant baseball. Riverdale was over there. Riverdale got beat 1-0, but I tell you what, you talk about working fast. Those pitchers did a really, really nice job. The little Canfield kid.
Yeah, pitcher's duel.
Oh, my goodness. That kid can throw, and he's just a sophomore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to be a good one. So, and you know what?
It was interesting in my game with the walk-off home run.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't think it went out. And I'm thinking, must be the smudges on my glasses. Mm-hmm. And then Bill Twining is right beside me. He said the same thing. And then I talked to some fans. They're like, it was such a – Abigail Williams hit this line drive.
Right.
And it wasn't very far off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, it just must have lifted up because I thought it went through the fence.
The wind probably helped it get up.
It may have. I mean, it was smacked hard.
Right.
But, and I was kind of judging the fielder because I usually do that too.
Right.
Looked like she had a beat on it. All of a sudden – people are celebrating. I'm like, oh, I guess it was a home run.
It's a home run. Coach Gander, I talked to him yesterday a little bit about this young lady. Says that she's just coming on. Like, boy, she can stroke.
Two triples and a home run last night.
That's impressive. Yeah. Is it our sixth home run in the last?
I don't know.
Four games? I think so. Something like that. Yeah, she's playing hard. Good for her.
There were some crazy scores last night, and I think some of it was the wind. I mean, not to be grumpy, but I am so tired of wind.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
I mean, and literally yesterday, this is how I sat doing the game. Elbows on my papers like this. Here's the pitch.
You wasn't in your little
Oh, there's no booth there. And I'm just like, just getting blown away. And every time I just took a little pressure off it, whoop, against the screen.
Right. Well, so, I'm surprised you didn't put your little pot up to protect
it. I don't know that it would have stood up in that wind.
Yesterday, the wind was coming right at me from first base side in Livingston. And Kurt Thompson asked a question, but the pregame was a great question. He goes, what is our ruling now? Because the wind was coming into the infield on the right side. What's the ruling now if it's a fly ball, okay, to right field, and it gets hung up and comes back into the infield? Is it an infield fly? Great question. And the answer is you still have to play it as an infield fly. And you know what? We didn't have one, thank goodness. But if we didn't cover that, it would have been an issue. So, great question. Kurt's pretty smart when it comes to baseball.
You make the call. Great question.
Yeah. So, anyway. What are you doing today?
Probably mowing. I've put it off a long time because every time I've had a window of opportunity, something has come up.
Yeah, 100%.
So we'll try to get it done tonight.
And you still have your moles living out there?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't get worked up about it as you do.
I'm not worked up about it.
Aren't you?
I love the moles.
You love the moles?
Yeah,
I'm like, hey, man.
No grubs.
Live and let live, man. If you want to live in my yard, man, it's all right.
Hank versus...
Let the grubs crawl, whatever.
You know what? Come on in, Woodstock. Come on in. If you had the power to change one aspect of human nature...
Oh, my goodness.
What would it be?
That's
a tough question, if you think about it, the whole spectrum. But you know what? Mine is be kind.
I was going to say be kind.
Just be kind.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You see some of these people, it's just like, really?
Right. Be kind. Again, with your moles, live and let live. You just let whatever.
Oh,
man.
I'm letting them move.
Huh?
The grubs.
The grubs. You're letting the grubs.
Yeah, getting the grubs.
All right.
You know, I love the moles. You might be from Arkansas, Philip. Speaking of wind. If your landscaping service is the wind and the rain.
It works sometimes.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Your yard.
All right, buddy. Here's your rapid fire questions. What is your go-to gas station snack?
Peanuts.
Is it peanuts?
Absolutely.
Okay. Favorite smell in the world?
Boy, that's a... There are several of them. I really like new mown hay.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Mine is fall. Wood smoke. From like, you know, people burning wood in their house.
Right.
Oh.
That's a good smell, but I don't like it because it brings on the thought of cold weather.
Yeah, and it reminds me of home.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? That's one of the best smells.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
What is one thing you refuse to share? Well, it's not our clothes.
No. Maybe a piece of apple pie. It's apple pie day.
Yeah, mine would be a toothbrush.
You don't share a toothbrush.
No.
That's good. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about being selfish with food.
Oh, well, if we'll just go with food. No, I'm pretty much a sharer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would share with you.
Well, that's good. You're a better person than I am. I'm quite selfish.
What's your guilty pleasure song?
Oh.
It's hard to be humble.
The Streak, maybe I should.
Yeah. Be proud, June. Be proud.
Yeah, be proud. Yeah, it's not a John Denver song, you know, but...
Your guilty pleasure song.
Guilty pleasure song. Yeah. Well, probably, you know, we go back to the 70s, and I've talked about this on the Saturday Night Show, because I was kind of coming of age listening to music, I still love the music of the Partridge Family.
Really?
That's one of those things. I mean, I like all kinds of music, but that one just takes me back to being about 8 or 9 years old and just happy feeling. So that would be the top guilty pleasure. David Cassidy and the Partridge Family.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then turn in my hotshot music lover's card to... If I went to the record store in Madison and said, can I find some Partridge Family? They'd probably laugh me out the door, see?
Really?
Yeah. Now, Craig wouldn't do that at Mastodon Records.
Well, he laughs at you anyway.
Yeah, he laughs anyway.
Right. Yeah. So as soon as he sees it,
Ching, 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 ching. Yeah, right, exactly.
It's hard to be humble. All right.
Yes.
What's the most random thing in your car right now?
Oh, my goodness. you know, I travel for games.
So right.
I have extension cord. I have a table. I have a stool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just all these things that just in case I get there and I don't have it.
Right. The most random thing. Mine would be a jock strap with three cups. I'm just saying.
Oh, TMI.
Hey, I'm just telling you.
TMI. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
And why you have three cups, I have no idea.
Know.
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Are there a sandwich somewhere in there?
No, I ate that.
I ate last week's sandwich this morning.
Right.
It takes 12 bees their entire lifetime to collectively produce just one tablespoon of honey. Is that a hanko or facto?
I think it's true.
It is true.
Boy.
Phil. Yeah.
Takes a lot of work by those bees.
They're really good, though.
Yep, absolutely. Love me the honey.
Any baby born at Disney theme park will receive a free lifetime pass. Is that a hanko? Or...
Oh, that's weird. I don't know. I don't think so.
No, and it's not true, Philip. It's just plain goofy, you know?
Otherwise, you know, parents would be going there all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, honey. Let's go.
Ride the roller coaster. Yeah. Maybe something will get started here.
You'd see them 9 months later every time. It's like, what's going on here?
Hey.
The first oranges were green, not the color orange.
That's probably true.
It is true, Philip. So why is the color orange called orange? And what did we call the color before we discovered oranges were orange, Phil?
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Were they called green?
Yeah.
Give me
a greens.
Yeah.
And now I think of greens, it's like, I'm not eating that. Because greens are from, you know.
You don't like greens?
No, do not.
Mm-mm. They're not in your diet?
I figure
that's all you're eating.
Well, celery.
Celery.
But I'm just talking about the greens. You ever had greens?
Oh,
like
yeah. Absolutely.
Nope. Yep. A lot of people put some bacon grease in them and a little bit of...
Good stuff.
Nope.
I figured anything with bacon on it you'd eat.
Nope, not that. No. I just, you know what? I could tell you why, but it'd be TMI. It's just too oily for me.
Yeah, we've already had enough TMI.
Yeah. Donald Duck comics were banned in Finland because he doesn't wear pants.
That is absolutely
true.
Did
you know that?
I did know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's so obscure.
Poor guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He just goes around showing his quack all the time. Sorry about that.
Oh, TMI.
Bad joke.
Oh, boy, that was.
The Matrix code is a bunch of scrambled sushi recipes. The Matrix code is a bunch of script.
I think it's probably true.
It's true, Phil.
Oh, boy.
To make the iconic code, production and concept designer Simon Whitsley scan them from his wife's Japanese cookbooks.
Oh, that's a lot of hanko.
Hey, why don't you ask me that question, please? Because I have no idea.
What?
Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. Let's hear you say that word. Exactly.
The Vuitton's Canary Violin was sold for over $16 million, making it the most expensive musical instrument in the world.
I think it's true, Philip. Yeah.
Doesn't say whether it is or not. Does it?
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those things are all true.
Oh, okay.
I knew that right away.
You did?
But I didn't know how to say the word, so I'll let you have it.
Just should have said the fiddle.
The fiddle, yeah.
Sold for...
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. And you know what? Be careful. And seriously, slow down on this construction.
Yeah.
There's some seriously, some people almost got hurt. So.
Right. Be careful. And the other thing is they are paving today. So anybody trying to get into our parking lot, they're putting down cement.
No.
Right?
No. They're putting down the base.
That's what I thought it was.
No, the base for the big rock and stuff.
Oh.
So what they're doing, they're going up, like Simpsons is only half. So,
yeah, we've only got half a driveway.
Yep. So you got to be really careful how you turn in. But the base is they're putting it down. So they're trying to do half of ours at a time. So be very careful. And if you need to get here and can't, go through the Simpsons driveway and then come up the back way.
Right.
So the back. So, yeah, you can get us.
Good point.
Absolutely. So, yeah, please be careful out there. And that's because people just speed through there. Please slow down. Watch out for our good people out there that's fixing our roads.
You bet.
Have a great day, my friend.
Hank Green.